accept those changes, JC, thanks. You got that, Brad?
So we've got a motion, is there a second?
And adopting the findings.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Okay, Kevin?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And that concludes our agenda items for this evening, and I will take a motion to adjourn.
What?
Move it, Jerry.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
So, okay, so,
right.
So...
Who seconded it?
Who made the motion?
Jeff, of course.
Jeff.
Okay.
Kevin seconded it, and we are adjourned. This got to be a record.
Okay, but we do have some more business, though.
We get the CDRA!
Okay, Jeff, your favorite meeting, get ready. All right.
I move we go into our CDRA meeting.
I have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are now in the CDRA. Item 2 on the agenda is to discuss and possibly approve the minutes of the 21st of June, 2022 CDRA meeting.
I move we approve the CDRA meeting minutes.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Who won the second?
Lisa.
Lisa. I won.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes have been approved. The third item on the agenda is the tentative fiscal year 2024 budget adoption. Brad, if you will please lead us out. And you better talk fast.
I will
just
try.
Just kidding. Do whatever.
Okay. Michael? So essentially what we're doing is we are proposing that the budget be the same as it was the previous year. We're not making any changes. Go to the next slide. We're doing the same with the expenditures. Now, there are a couple of things that I need to explain. If you look closely at the budget, you will notice that we have not expended any money, or we have not returned any money to the store, or not the store, Ridley's Market. We have essentially lost communication with them. I have not been able to contact them. They still have not responded. And the reason why that is important is because we do not refund the taxes from the convenience store, but they submit those taxes along with the grocery store. So they have to separate those out for me before I can return that to them. So I'm only returning the store, not the convenience store.
Have you noticed them that you haven't received that separated calculation in writing?
I have sent them emails.
Okay.
I have tried to call them. I also spoke with Jennifer, who is our treasurer, and she is finding the same thing. She has tried to call them on several, regarding several items, and has not gotten a response. So I did some further research. So I started looking to say, okay, if we just look at it and we say, how much do I think we owe them without going through the process? Well, how much do I think we owe them if I just say take like an average of what the convenience store was and just kind of take that out? And what I did is going back and looking at the records, I found that going through the state records, that they actually received a couple of substantial refunds from the state in the taxes that they paid to the state.
Overall, for all, both operations, store and convenience store?
I don't know how it breaks out, because again, they report the same together. But the calculation that I came up with is after that refund, if we look back, we probably owe them probably about $20,000 is all. Because they received a significant refund on their...
Just for 1 year or multiple years?
I do not know the time period that refund covers. So I bring that up to update the council and also to let you know why we have not returned any money this fiscal year to the owners of the grocery store.
Council, would you advise that we tender the whatever the amount is based on our best guess so that they don't come back and try to charge us prejudgment interest?
Yes, and talk to me about that.
Okay.
I mean, we can set it up as an accord and satisfaction and say we're...
Well, you could do it that way, or you could just tender it to the last known address. And just so we don't pay interest.
And it's like we offered it to you.
Yeah, accord and satisfaction, there's no dispute.
Yeah, there's no dispute. So
does tender mean give them our estimate of money?
Yes, say we're tendering, it's in lieu of sending a check when you can't, or however we make the payment, you tender, and that constitutes payment. And I'm concerned that they would come back if they drag their feet and say, we want interest on that money. What the hell with you? Oh, excuse me.
But we gave you money.
We tendered the money.
And does that mean we actually give the money, or does that mean we put it in?
We just send a letter saying we tendered the money.
Oh.
It's a legal term. Corbin can...
So we're not actually...
No.
Paying them anything, we're just basically saying this is how much we estimate we owe you, and we are tendering you that money.
Yeah,
we'd love for you to take it if you can find the time.
And do you send that in some sort of certified letter? Then that legal.
I don't know that you need to do that necessarily. How do you usually communicate with them? Or how have you in the past?
So in the past, I've communicated with them via email, but we have sent them...
Turn your read receipt on and see if they...
Read it?
If they read it.
But
to confirm receipt.
Yeah, but we have sent them physical checks in the past when we have paid.
So. Right, but I mean, when you just send them email, how much... What was your sales tax at the store? You know, that kind of question.
Mm-hmm.
You do that by email.
Yes.
Right. Who knows? Maybe the person is sick and they've got a small shop or whatever.
And in the past, I have gotten that impression that the person that I have dealt with has really had a lot on her plate.
Yes.
I have gotten that impression.
So, Corbin, do you want to look into this and come back to Brad with a recommendation of how best? Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to him and we'll get that taken care of. I've got to know where.
And I move we adopt the FY24 tentative budget and direct Corbin to look at tender.
Tender.
Not
tender.
Oh, we're not.
How do you spell
tender in anything?
How do you spell tender?
I'll second the tender version.
Tender.
Okay.
Multiple legal terms tonight. Okay.
Motion
is second. Correct? You second it, Steve?
Yes.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Make a motion to go out of meeting.
No.
We've got to set a tentative budget hearing. So we just need a motion to set...
I would make a motion that we set a public hearing for May 16th to coincide with our other budget hearing.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I move we adjourn from CDRA.
Oh, see how you are.
actually, just move that we adjourn.
I move
CDRA.
We adjourn.
Period. And Steve seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay.
How much do we have left?
A thousand.
Jeff, good job. Jeff wins.
I don't remember the exact amount, but with what has happened, it'll be the time period that concludes.
We're going to bump up against that before
15 years.
How many more years?
It's getting close.
It's got to be real close.
4 or 5, 3 or 4?
Brad, I guess you turned this off.